This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, a huge football Friday. Mike McCarthy and Jerry Jones have both been on the show today. Let's talk about it. General at your service. There's Broadus. Lucius is in the Pimp Cup. Woolchuck is here. Chiafalo is taking a long weekend, so send him some love on social media. Let him know that he is missed. And let us know at 877-881-1053 what you think of the Cowboys fans who still believe this team has a shot, okay? And we'll talk about that. Mike McCarthy will answer a question. Have you ever coached a team like this that struggled and then got it going later in the season? We'll get Mike's thoughts on that here coming up here towards the end of the segment. But Jerry Jones with the KMC Master Beast, how did the Johnny Mingo trade come together? Here's Jer.
Well, we found out that it was could be available. When we found that out, then we started a dialogue there. And we didn't look at a list of available players. We were looking at a player that we had a big interest in when he came out. Frankly, we're disappointed that we missed him. And he fits the profile of what we want. And we will have him on the field, I predict, in the very near future. And he's the type of receiver that, as we look to the future with Dak, that is Dak-friendly.
Very near future. There's no way he plays this week, right? Although, very near future, the way he said it, repeating it. No,
I don't think so. I mean, he does play special teams, you know, and maybe that's – but I think that – yeah, I just think that he's probably getting the crash course on all the stuff.
Different than Devontae Adams or Amari Cooper, who just like, we got to get these guys on the field, let them tear somebody up and catch a ball. Yeah. This is more of a process to get them ready.
I think it's going to be a little bit more of a process, but you know, after practice, he's probably going in there. They're probably doing some crash course stuff with him and probably meeting at night. You know, they're probably coming back up there, watching tape, trying to, you know, learn what's going on. I have a feeling, like Sunday morning, probably, or maybe I got to go out there tomorrow. And
do you think Jerry's just farming this for a couple of weeks of news cycle? Are we going to talk about him after he plays his first game ever again, Mingo? Other than rehash the trade,
I think that to me, he calls him Dak friendly, and I see why, because of the size.
Yeah,
you know, when he's a big guy and.
That's why they run all those comeback routes.
Well, the hitches, the slants.
He's good at the slants.
You know, the routes like that, that's the way you can present yourself. I think you'll talk about this kid again. I don't think it's going to be a one-off situation.
Well, Jory Epstein, USA Today, very savvy reporter. Woolchuck played a clip an hour ago in addition to The Finest, in which she concluded, she feels like Jerry just did this to, for headlines, and you're essentially using a fourth-round pick to...
Yeah, he talked, this has been kind of a rough year for Jerry because there's been a lot of everybody takes, I don't know if it's the right words, takes to heart what he's saying. You know, as fan, you're like, when he talked about all in and all, it's been a rough year for him of saying stuff and then delivering.
Yeah.
And so
the things aren't matching what he says.
And you have to take what he says to heart, though, right? Because he's the end all be all decision maker.
Right. But he hasn't delivered on the all ins and the other things that he said.
Absolutely.
What did he say after the game the other day? It was a bad loss, you know, and you're in Atlanta. Everybody's kind of like, you know, Dak's now hurt. What's Jerry out there doing standing in front of the locker room in Atlanta?
Selling hope.
He's selling hope.
Yeah.
So he's
saying I'm more interested in making a trade now than I was before the game.
He can't. He can't not deliver that.
I think he's just trying to get through the season until he can let Mike McCarthy go and restart the offseason draft hype. And he's looking at it like, I got 8 weeks. You know, I think Mike Bacsik talked about this earlier in the week, where how do I get to the end of the season keeping us relevant at every turn? I think going off on Sean and RJ might have been step one. A couple of weeks later, we lost again. Bang, there goes the Mingo trade. You know, what can happen here in the next couple of weeks to string this thing out more?
Well, how many more weeks of this does he have? I mean, how many more of the season? I mean, you're going to get to a point where... now
counting this week nine.
Well, you know, now if you listen to what happened... you know, this morning at 10:30, Jerry was kind of like, well, Dak's still looking, you know, still looking at options.
Yeah.
Dak doesn't want to get the surgery. Catch Stephen Jones at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah.
He's going on IR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, there's a different tone.
Yes.
And we, you know, things could happen from 10:30 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon.
But he's trying to keep you by that dial, Googling Cowboys, Googling Dak.
Yeah, he's, you know, Dak really doesn't want to get
surgery.
What's
going to happen with Dak?
We should
have had this Monday,
yeah,
right? But he's allowed it to stretch.
But Stephen Jones, I think Stephen Jones realizes it. You know, you got to keep thinking that you're going to win. But he's probably looking at it right now thinking that, well, I've lost my quarterback probably for the season.
I think when Jerry stops doing media and goes into that silent final portion of his career, that's when they have to win. As long as Jerry can spin this in the way that he is, even though I agree with you, he's losing credibility, it's still working.
Well, the thing with Jerry is, though, he keeps selling that, and you need to just be honest with yourself as the general manager. Hey, listen, it's been a rough year. You know, we're going to have to make some decisions. We're going to have to make some decisions about the team. We're going to have to make some decisions about the coach and staff. You know, that's what you need to be talking about. You need to be, but they're not going to do that until they're eliminated.
Yeah.
As long as they're still in the hunt, you know, that in the hunt box, you know, that they like to show on Fox late in the game.
Yeah.
As long as they're in the hunt box, that they will continue to believe that they have a chance. And the minute they go out of that box, then you're going to see.
And ESPN will tell that story for you. I mean, they've been selling the Jets as still relevant at last week at 2-6. Now still, they're saying, well, yeah, the Jets are still in this thing. I think it's there. But the next thing they'll sell, I think, after this Mingo trade hype dies down and you can't have the return of Dak, maybe it's the debut of Trey Lance. And I got to admit, that would be kind of exciting to see him running out there. Does Jerry get you interested at all? Here we go.
Oh, there is a window for Trey Lance. There's packages that we can work on. And, yes, there is a window for Trey.
What elements of his game, of Lance's game, did you see during the preseason?
Let me be clear. Oh. That's not just to get Lance some playtime. That's to bring to the table some offense for us.
Okay, so that he is imagining that brings some offense. Again, selling, right? The sell on Mingo. Oh, we found out that he was available, and, you know, hey, are you getting excited about this? We got Trey Lance. There's packages we can work on, and it's not just to get him out there because we owe it to him. It's because he can help the offense creating the tune-ins, you know? And for me, it would get exhausting, Zach. But I think Jerry just sells like this naturally.
It's exhausting to listen to. I think he's exhausted the fans. And that's now, I think, really starting to become the issue, where, like, there probably was a good nucleus of the fan base that would still kind of get sucked in when Jerry would do this stuff. I think now that is no longer a thing. And that's why you're starting to see some of the coverage now about the Cowboys. It's not about, hey, Dak Prescott's not playing well. What's going on the field? It's like, gosh dang, this is a really poorly run operation that they've got going there. What are they doing trading for Jonathan Mingo when the rest of the league's like, ooh, that was a bad overpay? The focus now is what's going on with the decision-making over there. And for a long time, I think that that was not where the direction was. True Cowboy fans probably did have frustrations. I think everybody now is like, I don't think this team knows what the hell they're doing. I don't think they have a plan. I think it's all reactionary. And until there's changes made with the way they operate, which might never happen, and I think that is such a terrifying, realistic life and world that we have to live in as Cowboy fans, I don't know that you can ever really be hopeful again.
I think you're getting the national media that's tired of talking about the Cowboys, too. You know, I think they're getting to a point like, you know, hey.
Unless there's some substance here, why are we talking about
them? Why are we talking about them? Why do we continue to talk about the Cowboys? There's no reason to talk about this football team. And I think you're getting some, you know, what was our guy name at the NFL Network? Kyle Brandt.
Yeah, he went off.
Yeah. Kyle Brandt was the first one to say, I'm tired of this. I don't want to talk about this team anymore. And then everybody's like, well, it's the ratings. It's about the ratings. Mm-hmm. And then you get, you know, Scott Van Pelt goes on a rant.
Cam Newton did it this week.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys. I think Stephen A. Smith is kind of backed up for some things, you know, that he's saying about the team. So I think it's so far down now that everybody's like, why do we keep the old beating a dead horse line? Now, why do we keep talking about this? They're not relevant anymore. They're not relevant the way they're playing football right now.
No.
They're still getting good TV ratings, though. I think they're second in the NFL right now. As disappointing as this season is, only the undefeated Chiefs are averaging more viewers.
Well, and who's the top 10, right? Hated franchises. Chiefs, Cowboys. People want to hate watch them.
But you're going to get to a point in time, too, where when you're 3-9, I lived through that 5-11 crap.
Yeah, you know, 3 straight years.
You get fans that are like, not interested in this.
It's a pretty big drop from last year's success, though. Like, they hit a game against Washington last year with 41.7 million viewers.
Yeah.
This year, they're averaging 22, 23 million viewers. And in 2022, when Cooper Rush was in, it cost them about 1.5 million viewers per game, even though... Were they undefeated in that stretch? They were 4-1 in that stretch.
4-1. He lost.
They won 4 straight.
Yeah, the last game. Yeah, the last game he played in, they lost. It was at Philadelphia.
So a starting franchise quarterback, at least for this team, is worth about 5% of your ratings. You know, maybe as much as 6 or 7. It's time now to get to some Mike McCarthy audio. This goes to kind of what we're talking about with the fans who, you know, refused to let go. I called them in denial. I think a phone caller had a different word for them. What did he say? Gullible. He said they were gullible. Okay, that was a great call. Cut 13 from Mike McCarthy. Have you ever coached a team like this that struggled and then got it going later? Here we go.
Definitely. I mean, I've had a number of injury-filled seasons in Green Bay. You know, just going back through the timeline. 2010 was the first big injury season that we had up there. And it probably was the most prominent, and that turned out great. 16 was another one. We were same way, decimated behind the eight ball, you know, at the middle of the season and righted the ship and lost the NFC Championship game. So I've been through it, and then I've had games, 13 and 17 where you lose your starting quarterback for almost 10 games too. So. And those are tough years. So, I've been through it a number of times.
469 says those fans are idiots. It's draft time. Time to move on already. I don't know. I do think I hear definitely burnout in Mike McCarthy. It didn't sound like there's a lot of hope that what happened for his team in 2010 and 2016 in Green Bay is going to happen here. I mean, if this team would get 100% healthy suddenly, and I know Sam Williams isn't coming back.
No.
But your
quarterback's likely not coming back too.
Yeah. But even if this team at best is what, 9-8, if they're 100% healthy, what do you think this team is?
Oh, we thought there would be 9-8 coming out. Remember, we were playing that game and we did it 10, 12 weeks ago. We started talking about,
we have it dialed.
I need to go back and pull, but I think we had Atlanta, a win against Atlanta, but for some of the other stuff, we were pretty much. Now the Commanders, we didn't realize the Commanders were going to be this good.
Well, y'all didn't realize it.
That's a good point. You did. You sure did.
I thought they'd be pretty good, but Yeah, they might end up even at 9-8. Maybe that was generous for us.
Yeah.
I mean, this team just even before a lot of the injuries, you know, when you still had Tank and Micah, this defense was getting toasted out there, man.
Mike also saying Tyler Guyton had limited reps again today. He's fighting through a neck that he suffered in last week's game, and they'll see what he can do tomorrow.
It's a shoulder thing going into the neck.
Might be awesome, Richard. Zach Martin was able to do everything today in walkthrough, hoping he can take all the snaps tomorrow in practice. They're planning on a full go from Micah Parsons. Jerry was asked if they ever considered trading Micah Parsons around the trade deadline, said no, absolutely not. And then ended it with ever after saying, so he gave you one of those profound headline type of answers, but always imagines, I think, you know, the good players in the Cowboys aren't going to get traded. Has he ever dealt with a good player? I mean, besides Herschel Walker?
And Amari, I guess, Amari is a good
Amari
player. Cooper.
Yeah, Amari Cooper.
But that was a personal thing. They didn't want Amari here.
Yeah.
That's right.
But otherwise, no. They don't let good players be traded. I mean, they've never been sellers ever since the Herschel Walker thing. That's not Jerry's MO.
Yeah, and that's tough because the selling is the thing that the smartest teams do when they realize, okay, our window's closing. We need a boost. These players aren't going to help us win our next championship. They're too old, but other teams want them. Let's move them for picks. And unfortunately, the Cowboys just don't participate in that, and that might be as big of a detriment to winning as their refusal to engage in the free agent market. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. A huge college football weekend is now on the horizon, Woolchuck. What do we have?
Yeah, we got how you watch in college football. There's an athletic survey out, and it's pretty good returns for ESPN. A rejected apology and a new two-way player.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Next.
Shoot, yeah, boy. It's G-Bag Nation 105 through The Fan. The Fan After Dark's coming up at 7 o'clock with Blake Elliott and Kevin Walker. Okay? So you have that to look forward to. Fred's doing his high school stuff if you want to tap into that. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to franklefirm.com. I thought you'd be the last one to make light of high school football inside these borders, no, Brian. No, you know how special it is Friday nights.
It is. It's very special. I was just laughing. You think Fred's messing up the towns?
Yes. Oh, for sure.
That's what I was laughing.
The fact that you're like Fred's doing this high school football stuff was funny.
Like I said, I called high school games. Myself and Ted Emmerich were Cop Hill Cowboy football for four seasons. Yeah. Boy, I had some playoff runs there, man.
You guys were the second best broadcast to my Denton ISD game of the week.
Were we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You got who did you do the game?
Evan Nemec. Oh, I did Denton Ryan, Denton Geyer, and Denton High. Now they've mixed in Denton Braswell.
Wow, that's cool. High school football, calling high school games is
actually fun. It was a blast, dude. It was amazing.
I could do without, and I'm going to get crushed for saying this. I think if you're the home team.
Yes. If
you're the home team, your band should get to play. I'm not sure about the visitations.
The halftime's way too
long. And homecoming at 40 minutes is a long time.
Especially if it's cold.
It's a long time. And hey, trust me, we got to have homecoming kings and queens. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Is this something we could do in the pregame?
There you go. Pregame. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these kids can jam, you know, yeah. and the band is like their introduction into a great career of music.
Yeah.
I definitely don't want to pinch that.
Yeah.
But yes, it can be an inconvenience. I'm coming to a football game, not a band thing.
I'll tell you what.
When I was
watching Bennett play at Greenhill, like there would be a large crowd at the game, and then the little band would play at halftime, and
everyone would dip out,
and everybody would dip out. It'd be me and my mom and dad.
That's true.
I mean, just sitting there watching the games, but those high school halftimes could be long. I mean, like
brutally long. Absolutely, they are.
It's starting like five. Yeah, there you go.
Five for the Mavs tonight, by the way, before we get into some college football. It's Luka, Kyrie, Najee Marshall, Klay Thompson, Daniel Gafford. If you missed it earlier, yes, PJ Washington, Derek Lively, Maxi Kleba all out tonight as they tip off against the Phoenix Suns. I believe Eric is actually at the game tonight, taking wifey for her birthday.
Good for her.
If you see Eric out there, tell him we said what's up.
Buy him a drink.
Maybe ask him to buy you a drink. You know, he loves doing that for people. He loves buying drinks.
Maybe Dutch needs to go out there and buy him. And do you think Dutch is at the game? He needs to find him.
I know he went the other night, and he definitely was buying shots for people. He posted that. And if you see Dutch, he's definitely going to take shots of tequila. That's for sure. That's his thing. Let's get to some college football. We're going to have Mizzou in Oklahoma right here on 105. Through the Fan tomorrow night around 6:15. Mizzou is expected to be without their starting quarterback, Brady Cook,
OU. This is like the second or third week he shouldn't have played, right? But he keeps playing?
Keeps playing. He's dealing with both an ankle and a wrist injury, and he's left both games dealing with the injury. So I think it's time, we're going to go ahead and sit you. They're going to play Drew Pine, who's going to start in place of Cook. He's 8-3 in his career as a starter with time split at Notre Dame and Arizona State. So at least he's an experienced backup for Mizzou. Maybe this is also an opportunity for Oklahoma to get themselves an SEC win. Maybe they can take advantage of that. Florida is going to have a game time decision on their hands with their freshman quarterback, DJ Lagway, as they're taking on Texas. That'll be an 11 o'clock start tomorrow in Austin. He injured his hammy against Georgia, left the game. So he wants to play against the Longhorns. That's very important to him. He is a Texas kid from Willis, Texas. So DJ Lagway really trying to play for Florida tomorrow. We'll have to monitor that right before kickoff.
Man, you know what? Why did you just alerted me. That's an 11 a.m. kick?
11 a.m. It's an early kick tomorrow.
I thought that was 2:30. I would have missed that.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a hell of a day, a slate of action. We got some good games.
I know my Tigers in Alabama play in the evening time. But
yeah, so, I mean, SEC matchups, they got them stacked. So
they do. Like 11, 2:30, and
Georgia
6:30.
Georgia Ole Miss is 2:30.
Okay,
and then Florida, Texas is 11.
And that game's in Oxford.
And all three of those are big time when it comes to, possible playoff.
Yeah.
If Texas loses, all of a sudden now everything is just what is going on.
The loser of the Alabama-LSU game is out.
Right, and if Georgia beats Ole Miss is going to have three losses.
Yeah.
So they're likely probably going to be out as well. So a lot to look at tomorrow in the SEC when you look at ramifications for the college football playoff. Those are big games. Miami's taking on Georgia Tech. That's an early kick. Arkansas State and Louisiana. Louisiana's one of those teams that's trying to fight to be that 12 seed. With Boise State, the Raging Cajuns are 7-1. The best top four power, the top power four school that's not
automatically
in the group of five,
12.
We'll get to 12.
Yeah.
Right now, Boise State's holding that. So maybe Louisiana's got an outside shot. Michigan's taking on Indiana on the road. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Indiana's head coach, Cignetti,
yeah,
He got 500 write-in votes to be president of the United States.
Look at that.
That Indiana faithful's loving him there.
Must be a popular guy.
With people playing around.
No. Yeah, you're right.
People playing around.
Yeah, you're right. Iowa State at Kansas State. Iowa State, of course, trying to fight for a Big 12 title. That's going to be big. Washington at Penn State. If Washington could upset Penn State, maybe they fall out of the playoff conversation. And then the big one in Denton, Army, North Texas. Let's go Mean Green. Knock off the Army Black Knights?
You ready for about 400 yards of rushing and a quarterback that now kind of throws the ball?
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I'm excited. That North Texas defense, not very good, but Chandler Morris in the offense is must watch. He's got just under 3,000 yards passing, 26 touchdowns in 8 games. Maybe offensively we can keep up with them, but they're going to run through us a knife through butter.
They're going to run, and they're going to be very disciplined the way
they play. Man, they must have got some real legit players. Did they change how they're recruiting?
Who, Army?
Yeah.
It's funny that they've both Army and Navy this year have been really, really good.
It is strange.
Like Army is like the Army Navy game might actually be like two ranked teams playing.
You need the tape to recruit some guys?
Yeah.
I tell you what,
might need to look at some linemen.
I'm gonna get the Army Navy game.
I mean, I went to the game like 3 or 4 years in a row and I loved it, but I always felt like these were like 1AA style athletes or D2 style athletes.
Well, a little bit of drop off.
The one thing those guys are trained to die before they lose. So that makes that game really interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Colorado, the Buffs going to Lubbock to take on the Texas Tech.
That would be a good one.
That is going to be a good
game. Is that an 8 o'clock game?
That is a 3 o'clock game.
Okay, good. Because Coach Prime is like, he's been put on some late games, man.
Yeah, Colorado's on a 9 o'clock one.
Colorado's been in a lot of these 9 o'clock games.
That one's going to be a little bit later. Hey, speaking of Colorado, Travis Hunter, not their only two-way player. They have moved their 310-pound senior over now to play both ways. Tyler Brown, 6'3", 310-pound offensive lineman. He's also going to play on the defensive line during their game this week against Texas Tech. They've been working him out in practice. They like what they saw.
Their depth's bad. That's a problem, man.
Yeah, that is an issue. Yeah. That is an issue. But we'll see. And hey, is he able to hold up? I don't know if he's going to do like every single series.
Maybe
Travis
just goal
Hunter's
line.
But yeah, maybe situationally.
Well, the weather's at least cooler. It's not like he's doing it in like week one or two. You know, he's trying to late in the season here. Maybe the weather in Lubbock will
maybe
be a little
it'll be
nice,
beneficial
cooler,
for him.
Cool evening for him. Yeah,
we gotta hope. Oklahoma State fans are saying bleep you, Mike Gundy, as
they've had enough.
Yeah, they're
18 years of doing this doesn't always get you that, you know.
No.
It doesn't get you the right to say things about people.
OSU Cowboy football put out a tweet heading down south to Texas because they're taking on TCU at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Yeah. So some of the replies from the fans were, sorry, I'm too poor and behind on my bills. I live in DFW and would go to this game, but Gundy said I'm a failure who can't pay my bills, so I guess I can't afford to go. Sorry, I'm a broke loser. I can't attend. I'm an OSU alum in U.S. Army. But Mike Gundy said, I can't pay my bills, so I guess I can't attend this game. Good luck, Cowboys. This sergeant is staying home. I make minimum wage. Sorry. My cable just got cut off because I'm behind on my bills, so I won't be able to watch.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it just goes on and on.
Donated thousands of dollars to the university so they could give millions to Gundy. Can't pay my bills.
Yeah.
Won't see you at the game.
Him and Brett Venables, the two highest paid state employees, and he's saying stuff like that.
Appreciation and awareness of your station in life is just not high.
It's just not good.
You know, I guess after 18 years, you lose connection with that.
You do. You just totally lose connection with all that.
In fact, former Oklahoma State Cowboy and Buffalo Bill Thurman Thomas, one fan wrote to him and said, "Our tickets free, I'm poor," and he just said, "Laugh my ass off." That's hilarious.
Could be the end.
It could be. This could be it. One person did have fun with it, said, I, for one, am rich and see no problem with this program.
Yeah.
So they're leaning into it there. As Oklahoma State fans are.
Yeah, you peasants.
Yeah. You guys have a problem. I don't. Nothing wrong here.
T-Boone Pickens Jr. Is that who said that?
Probably was. All right. So The Athletic put out their survey of how are you consuming college football in 2024. We got best announcers. We got game day versus Big Noon. The network comparisons. Which network do you prefer for national game broadcasts? Big winner in a landslide was ESPN. And ABC.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
I like Fox.
You like Fox, Gus?
Yeah.
Fox was number three behind CBS.
I like Gus. And I like Fox because they'll show you the things that other networks won't show you. Like, they'll show you the coach cussing, then they'll go to break.
Yeah.
go to break. I love that.
Fox a little more loose. Yeah. ESPN.
So they don't
Disney would never.
Nobody likes Gus and Joel Klatt?
I like Gus and Joel Klatt, but I guess now they prefer ESPN and ABC. What's your favorite conference network for games? That's also the SEC network, followed by the Big Ten network. That vote was very, very close. Do you like the SEC on ABC more or less than the SEC on CBS?
I don't.
Less.
Less.
Less was the winner there.
Yeah.
Now, okay, here's announcers. Who is your favorite broadcast announcer team? Number one, by a landslide, Chris Fowler, Herbie, and Holly Rowe on ESPN. Number two was Gus Johnson, Joel Klatt, and Jenny Taft. So number two is Fox in terms of that. Third was Sean McDonough, Greg McElroy, former South Lake Carroll
Dragon. They do a good job.
Molly McGrath.
I like watching them.
Who's your favorite college football TV analyst? Number one was Herbie. Number two, Saban.
Hmm. Yeah, Saban's doing great.
Saban's getting some love.
I think Herbie's kind of washed up.
Pre-game shows.
I think they're wearing him out.
Yeah, that would make sense.
The Thursday game.
Yeah, I could see that too.
And he's traveling back and forth to see his son play. I mean, he's
flying. He just seems so tired to give his takes.
He's flying. I mean, of course, he's flying wheels up everywhere, but he literally flies in on a Friday morning after his Thursday game, does his stuff for ESPN, and then gets back on the plane and goes back to Nashville, see his son play, and then he flies back to where he just came from.
That fool is jet lag.
That's a lot. Yeah,
but he does have private service, though. I mean, that makes a big difference.
It does.
But it is flying.
It's still a lot. Yeah. Still
does he have his own plane? Is he paying like $15,000?
Wheels up. Wheels up.
He's
a wheels up guy.
Banner.
Yeah.
I need that paper, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
I wonder if he could do something on his taxes with that. Can you for the travel?
Oh, I bet
you absolutely. Just yeah, that's a write-off.
All that write-off?
Yeah, that can be a write-off for sure. Okay. You just got to track it and be able to show it to him.
Yeah.
Do you prefer ESPN's College Game Day or Fox's Big Noon Kickoff? It's 1-1 at close. It was game day, 85%.
I think that's probably because of Pat McAfee.
Interesting enough. How do you feel about Pat McAfee on game day?
And legacy. You know, it's been around.
Yeah. Don't like McAfee was at 42%.
No.
He's polarizing.
Like it was at 37%. No opinion was there at the 19%.
Are they saying something about Lee Corso being on that thing?
I think that
there's nobody touching that.
This is better than it was last year for McAfee, and he got upset about this. This was the reason why he was like, well, if people don't want me on the show, then maybe I'm not going to do the show. And then he came back.
I like how he messes with the fans.
Yeah.
Like that whole thing he did at the Southeastern Conference Championship game with George
Alabama. Amazing.
And he's calling the dogs.
Go, dogs.
And then, he called the dogs and all of a sudden, give me Alabama.
Give me Alabama.
And then, I mean, that right.
Now, how do you feel about Nick Saban? Saban's getting 80% approval.
Yeah.
You know, I think Saban wouldn't be as good without Pat McAfee. I think McAfee's kind of bringing out some lightheartedness in Saban.
Yeah, he has. He's done a good job.
No, he has breathed a much needed breath of fresh air into that show. But I think it's different to say, I don't like that announcer. Compared to I don't like the show. You know, right. a lot of people will not like personalities on even TV shows that they love all the time, like Breaking Bad, The Wife, you know, but she contributes to the drama in a way that
Skyler.
Just continues to pull you in. And I think that polarizing nature of a guy is actually
that's
what you're looking for.
I mean, hey, the hate watching. That's something that people are doing.
Or you're waiting for somebody to dunk on them.
Yeah, you know? Or he just puts his foot in his mouth and says something really stupid. You never know. And with McAfee, you don't know what's about to happen.
No.
You really don't with him. He keeps it entertaining. Final thing here, the College Football Super Seg. Great song here, Lucius. Three must-see NFL prospects this weekend per Dane Brugler.
Get him, Dane.
If you want to go ahead and turn your sights towards draft season, number one, Walter Nolan, defensive tackle, Ole Miss.
Ooh.
They're taking on Georgia at 2:30. If you watch the LSU and South Carolina tapes, Nolan looked like a slam dunk top 25 pick. Then he wasn't as dominant the last 2 weeks against OU and Arkansas. How does he look against a good Georgia front? Kobe Bryant, that's spelled C-O-B-E-E, cornerback of Kansas, taking on Iowa State at 2:30. Keep an eye on him, lean athletic corner really good receiver duo there with Iowa State. They're going to test him. And then number three.
Why would they spell it with a C instead of a K?
I don't know.
We already know what you're doing.
And we do have quite a few Kobe Bryants that are corners that are now in college football and in the league right now with the Seattle Seahawks. They've got one.
A lot of Kobe's.
Number three, Will Campbell, left tackle LSU.
He's going to have his hands
against
full.
Alabama. Yeah. Yep, he's got LT Overton against Alabama, one of their best players. So that's going to be a fun matchup between those two.
Be a money game for him, maybe, yeah.
There you go.
Thank you, Wolchuk. Look at that, a college football super segment for the ages. Win 18 strong minutes of college football
content. Hell yeah, baby. Stamina aren't our problem.
We're getting ready to crosstalk with the Fan After Dark. Blake and Kevin are set to broadcast their balls off for the next 4 hours. We'll hand them the broadcast baton next in the nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the GBAG Nation here on the Fan. Mavs and Suns underway in Phoenix. You can watch the game on ESPN.
Phoenix?
What's that? In Phoenix? Oh, no, in Dallas. Yeah, Mavs and Suns down there at the AAC.
Yep.
That's weed.
It's tied at 5. And Kyrie is initiating the majority of the offense so far. Luka's just a passerby here in this offense.
Luka's pace, the stat came out the other day, second lowest of his career to start a season. So not having as much on-ball duties.
Yeah, it's good to have a deep team like this, but they are tonight without three players. So it's going to be a tough one against the Suns, who are hot. They're 7-1. Of course, the Fan After Dark will have some post-game coverage and perhaps some live updates on this game as it continues into the evening. As the Fan After Dark tonight, a broadcast debut, you have Blake Elliott along with Kevin Walker. And a good evening, gentlemen. How the heck are you?
Feeling great. I'm excited. Running the one tonight, it's been a fun experience. Going to be doing it again tonight, driving the bus on tonight's great show. But let's hand the baton over and let the Tolos meet our new host tonight, Kevin Walker. Kevin,
call,
how are you feeling?
Call.
You know, I'm feeling good. Excited for this. Another UNT guy. Can you believe it? They let another UNT guy on the air.
Well, I thought we'd hit the limit. Wasn't there a quote about that you said?
There's never a quota. The more the merrier when it comes to North.
We got rid of Eric today so he could come on, right?
That's actually true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's so you're a UNT guy. Did he graduate?
To be determined. Going to graduate soon.
Right on. Oh, well, sure. Congratulations on
that.
Sound
like me at LSU. 1986.
What town are you from?
I'm from Fort Worth.
No, give them the real town, Kevin. These are our boys. Give them the real town. Where are you from?
Well, the Tolos already know, but I'm from White Settlement. Grew up in White Settlement, moved to Fort Worth.
There we go.
I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And you're going to graduate this spring?
Yes, that's the plan.
And you're an all-Dallas sports fan?
Unfortunately, yeah. You know, unfortunately for some, but yes.
Okay, and you've been producing this show and weekend shows for us here at the Fan for a while now.
Yeah, all 7 months now.
Been behind the screen, now in front, baby.
And do you have a podcast we need to promote or let anybody else
Formula
know
One.
About what you're doing?
They got a Formula One one. It's really good.
Yeah, me and my buddy Tristan, we got a Formula One podcast, the Lap podcast. Yeah.
Really good.
So for those who are out there that are interested in F1.
A lot of people are these days.
They sure are.
More Boom. Than I think.
Best car. Best car in F1.
You mean like performance-wise?
Yeah, performance. What's the best car?
Performance-wise, I mean, it's got to be the Red Bull. Yeah, the Red Bull.
Was there a name for the car? Like, I don't know, SF90. Well, I don't know the names of
Turbo.
Turbo engine, 360G.
I mean, there's like specific like model names.
Yeah, just give me one model name.
I can't give it to you. I think it's like the RB18.
Yeah, the thing about it is Verstappen, his cars, like most cars are named after females.
Okay.
His is named after a male.
Verstappen, every time I see, he's winning.
They'll tell you about Ferrari here, and they'll tell you about McLaren.
Okay.
Well, because I'm a McLaren guy.
Yeah.
But they're kind of fumbling the bag right now.
Yeah, that off the track the other day wasn't good.
So Max Verstappen just had his best race of the year, one of the best races of all time, and in a wild, wet race.
Yeah.
And Ferrari's charging the boards right now, so we got a couple more races left.
They closed down Wet and Wild, I think.
Guy came from 17th, right?
Yeah, 17th.
He won the race from 17th. Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
Speaking of racing, I watched a racing movie, Gran Turismo, over the weekend. I heard great things about it. Whew, what a movie.
Good movie.
A flick.
Yeah, the cinematography there.
Good. I'm glad you said I'm big on the story's great. I love a good story, but the cinematography, the camera angles, the lighting, the audio. If you have that good, I enjoy that more than the actual storytelling. And Gran Turismo did a great job at that.
Now, did you see Ford versus Ferrari?
I haven't. I've heard good things about that as well.
Yeah, that should be next.
Great cinematography.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not as great as cinematography, a little better storytelling, but the video is still
Netflix?
Super cool. I'm not sure.
Prime. It might be on Netflix. Rush is also very underrated. Rush is a great movie. Yeah.
So motorsports, are you a driver? Did you drive go-karts growing up?
No. Formula One is, I just like many others, Drive to Survive got my attention.
There you go.
Yeah. You know, wanted to add some more sports into my repertoire, but no, I don't. Not like,
you look like racing. You might have been a middle infielder. Sports background?
Yeah, baseball. Yeah, second I base. Was middle infielder. You know, 5'9", yeah, right, they don't put you at first base.
Scouts, so,
you know.
Scouts eye right there, huh?
Hey,
Scouts eye.
No Josh know. Norman.
Scout Gavin steps in every now and then, takes a look. Okay, as far as sports tonight, gentlemen, what do you have scheduled?
We got a beautiful show laid out. Of course, we're going to talk some Eagles at 7:20. Then we got our boy Tommy Yarish of DallasCowboys.com. He's going to join us at 7:40 to ask.
Well, you got some new blood going on this
new
show
blood,
tonight.
Come
yeah.
on, we're
Tommy's good.
Might as well get it all going at once. Yeah. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to be doing a really interesting segment I've been wanting to do for a while. We're watching the Dallas Mavericks play. How are these new players adjusting? How do the Tolos feel? Have they changed their opinions about all the new additions? Spencer, Dinwiddie, Grimes, Clay, Najee. How has your opinion changed or not about these players? And we'll talk about that at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm impressed with Najee Marshall. You know, I think Klay Thompson has been better than advertised. I think one of the interesting things about having such a deep team where 10 or 11 guys can play, or like the other night, 14. Did 14 dudes play the other night?
Everybody. Kessler Edwards got in the game.
it's like the Chris Bosh or Kevin Love effect from those Miami teams and the Cavaliers teams, is there's just only so many shots. Yep. So you're like, well, Klay's only doing 14 points per game. He's worse. I think he's just been magnificent in the way that he complements the Mavs, particularly on offense. Obviously, we got a lot of questions, but I think this regular season might be an adventure, Blake, because Jason Kidd's got to try a lot of different lineup combinations to find something that will work when we get to May.
I'm glad you brought that up, because when it comes to Jason Kidd, I think this is the season where a lot of Mavs media are going to be having their eyes on him, because there's no excuses. I think in past seasons, okay, his roster wasn't as good. There's some deficiencies within the roster. Going into the season, there wasn't any glaring deficiencies, maybe outside of perimeter defense, small tweaks, but for the most part, as far as roster construction goes, there's not some glaring hole. If you don't have this, you can't compete. So now Jason Kidd has no excuse but to make it to a Western Conference final and then hopefully an NBA finals for them. And as far as Klay goes, I think if you're watching the basketball games, you see the gravity that he's pulling to get open shots for open shots for Luka. We saw a stat come out the other day. The Mavs are getting less open three looks, and that's because teams are face guarding Klay Thompson. So if you're just looking at the box score, you don't see 20 points and you're like, oh, Klay is falling off and washed, as Gavin was alluding to. But if you watch the games, the on-ball gravity, the shots he's getting for his other teammates, it's been amazing. And his defense as well.
It has, yes. So Mavs game night tonight. Stay tuned here, The Fan After Dark, with Blake and Kevin Walker here, 7 to 11 here on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys pregame Sunday. Is that a noon pregame?
12:30.
12:30 pre. Yeah, we should start at noon. We get out at 9.
12:30 pre, and then the post game afterwards with Woolchuck and Broadus, and
we'll get
of course
Chief's
going to be back in the house. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control here, 75 and Fitz. You just went 5 flawless once again. Thanks to Carter Freeman coordinating your video for Woolchuck and Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation, Eddies.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.